you might be heading down to Record Fair Live down at the Bank Hotel in Newtown, and one of the acts you might be able to catch, God Tet, aka sort of the brains of David Rodriguez, getting that going. And you might have heard us spinning some of his other stuff under Godriguez onto a CR as well, and he's produced for Sampa the Great's debut, The Great Mixtape, and just wrapped up a sold-out five-week residency at the Lazy Bones Lounge in Marrickville. Just so many strings on the bow, so many buckles on the belt. And he joins you now on the line. Dave, how you going?
Good, mate. How you going?
Hey, feeling fresh. All good. Hey, where are you up to at the moment? Obviously, it's your long weekend and you're dialing in. Anything life-changing going down right now?
Well, I'm just trying to hook up my new turntable amp setup situation in the studio, which is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, right. Is that a potential, like, new music making setup kind of thing?
Yeah, hopefully. I got this sweet turntable and amp, like a 70s Swedish turntable and amp from my grandfather, which I never met, which is why it's kind of cool to, like, have inherited, you know, this without sounding morbid, you know,
no, dead totally.
Granddad, you know, important figure guy in my life, father of my mother, and here I am, like, playing with this really cool amp and turntable. But yeah, totally to make new music and stuff.
Sick. Yeah, and in terms of this weekend, I know I've heard that in the past, sometimes you'll, like, bring new tracks to play live that half of the band haven't even heard, and then you guys just sort of jam it out on the spot. Is that true? Is that sort of how does that work? Because that sounds incredibly complicated.
Yeah, it's not. It's pretty. It actually makes everything heaps more simple. I guess the first thing is you need to have guys that can, you know, do that, play like that, which is kind of, you know, easy to do once you spend 10 years dedicating your life to playing an instrument very wholeheartedly. But also it means that, like, you can just switch the brain off and react to the music. So the guys, you know, if they haven't heard, you know, a new track I've you know, brought or we're playing or I've just set up as in, like, you know, like, started playing the tunes, and they can just react in the moment organically to it. And that kind of tends to be the coolest, freshest way to play. Like, the stuff that you come up with is way more powerful than if you'd sat down and tried to write out a part. But, yeah, it's pros and cons.
Is it? Does it take, like, a certain kind of bond to pull that off as well? Like, because you could be, yeah, like an awesome guitarist, but if you've never met, maybe that's a bit harder to do, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I forgot to say that, that you've also got to have a connection with the guys you're playing with. You've all got to kind of be, I don't know, some people work with others musically, just like some people get on as people and others don't.
Yeah,
that's a big part. Sorry for saying that.
And is there any of that that sort of blends into the actual recording of your music? I know you sort of involved in both the, like, that world of, like, the more jazzy live stuff, and then you've sort of got your electronic side of things. Do you find yourself... Just, I know, like, was it true you recorded one of your debut albums, like, completely live in just one take? Also, kind of, like, each track was, just played out?
Yeah, the first God Tet record, that was, I just got the guys in the studio and we just played for, we ended up recording about 7 hours worth of stuff and then cut it down to, like, 30 minutes.
Damn.
So, you know, there's a lot of miss in amongst the hit, but, Yeah, it was just no talking, no, you know, I'm not telling anyone what the key center is, you know, just playing and reacting, and I might go off something they do, you know, or, you know, but yeah, I do love the improv thing.
Does it take, I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is like my just complete lack of understanding of jazzy kind of stuff, but I'd feel like, I mean, does it take a while to get good at making music in that way? Because, like, I would imagine if I was just making stuff up on the spot, a lot of it would be kind of, I don't know what the word would be, like, it wouldn't be usable, let's say. Like, very hit and miss. So is it like you're sort of, because that sounds like, I mean, is that an easier way to do it, do you think? Or it's making it harder, but the end product is, like, way better kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess there's pros and cons to everything. So, you know, you just get different kind of results. There's a beautiful art to sitting at home painstakingly writing songs or compositions out just as much as you know, improvising them on the spot without, you know, any real pre-thought. But, yeah, I guess there is a lot of work that comes beforehand. But I guess any muso, really, instrumentalist at least, wants to be able to consistently play all the time anything and for it to be great.
Yeah.
You know, like that's kind of the aim. And some people spend more time on that, like jazz guys, for example, or, you know, a lot of the guys that I play with. But yeah, like instrumentalists that are like at the, you know, the top end of, have spent a long time working at their craft, if not working towards that, you know, are able to do that.
Yeah, and what about working with Sampa the Great? Obviously, that debut mixtape that she put out that you were a big part of was massive, you know, and really well received. And was that something you'd been looking to get into? Like, how did you guys end up linking up?
We just met at this jam session that I was running. This, it was like where the band would play improv again, and MCs would get up and jam over the top. And yeah, that's where we met. And yeah, she's also amazing on that whole being able to do stuff, you know, improv, and as well as writing, of course. But yeah, it's kind of like, I feel anyone that can do their craft well is going to be able to a pretty high degree, put out or pump out good stuff or music, you know, verses or drum beats, whatever your thing is, pretty easily if you do your thing well enough.
Yeah. And I guess did it feel like a challenge working on that kind of stuff? Like, I know, was it true you went to a jazz school? Is that?
Yeah.
Man, and I think I read somewhere as well that you sort of had this real upbringing of, yeah, like jazz influence stuff, and then you sort of left being like, you know what, screw jazz, like I've had enough. And then here we are, like you're sort of making
it. Yeah, it fully was like, I think it's pretty common trajectory for a lot of kids that, or people that get into, you know, playing an instrument really committedly or hardcore, is at some point you discover jazz tends to be kind of like late teens kind of thing, and you go, oh my God, jazz is the answer to everything ever, screw everything else. And then you just go heaps hard on jazz. And then after, you know, years and years of that, you're just like, man, if I have to play one more tune, which is just like spang, spang, a lang, spang, a lang, or, you know, like a really straight ahead jazz thing, you're just going to go crazy. Mm. And yeah, I guess you end up reacting against it. But I think that's pretty common in any kind of art form, you know, whether it be, I don't know, someone starts oil painting, you know, very figuratively, and then they just get sick of that and then they want to react and go abstract or something. I feel like my progression from going to jazz school, being a jazz kid, and then going against that, in a sense, is pretty common with the trajectory of most musos. But then, yeah, it was really funny doing that, the first God Tet record, and the label honcho being like, okay, we need to give this a genre for the distributors. What are we going to call it? And I was like, oh, man. You know, because it's always lame to have to label your own stuff.
Yeah.
And then we concluded, it was like, oh, holy shit, we just did a jazz record.
Right.
Like, don't tell the jazz police because they'll arrest us. But
man, yeah.
And then it was cool, though, because it kind of, it's funny how no matter how hard you try and obfuscate it from yourself, you just end up doing what you deep down want to always do.
Right.
Even though you might, like, you know, not accept it. You know, by the end of doing the record and even the next one, I was like, oh, yeah, I really just want to make jazz records, even though, you know,
yeah.
I at the time definitely thought and felt that I was going against jazz or whatever.
Well, hey, if you're keen to catch Dave and God Tet, it's this weekend down at the Bank Hotel in Newtown. It's part of Record Fair Live. And thanks so much for your time, and have fun on Saturday. Catch you later.
Thanks, mate. See ya.